Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you. What is your phobia?
I am terrified of balloons.
Of balloons?
Yeah, I can't even be in the same room with them.
What happened to you? Why are you afraid of balloons?
Well, I guess from what my mother says, I've always been scared of loud noises since I was an infant. And as I grew up, I realized that balloons were very closely connected to that. And so I started, really avoiding them. And my older sister thought that was just hilarious and lured me down into our basement and turned off the lights and started jumping on a bunch of balloons. And so now I can't even look at them. I'll be in a restaurant and they'll start inflating balloons and I have to leave until they're done. and everyone makes fun of me and everyone thinks it's this huge joke, but they make me cringe and shake. It's terrible.
What if somebody took a balloon and threw it at you?
I can't handle it. I can't handle seeing, and
scream and swing at it and everything else?
No, I would probably close my eyes and plug my ears and run away. I mean, I can maybe handle a kid having like a balloon tied around their wrist, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But the second that it's not in anyone's control, I freak out. And anytime someone's blowing one up or inflating one, I can't be anywhere near it. Like,
if when's the last time you were next to a balloon and it blew up or something?
Well, not that often. I'd say probably once a year I end up having to deal with a balloon popping, and I think my heart doesn't settle down for probably a good 5 minutes afterwards.
That's incredible. I mean, do you scream?
No, it's like I shut down. I go into this auto mode of, okay, I have to close my eyes and go into my happy place so that I can, I just can't even think about it.
Have you seen a doctor for this?
No, they're too busy with my other things.
Yeah, really. I mean, what would you say? I mean, what is the fear of balloons?
I know, and I've never met anyone else that's had it, ever. So if anyone out there has a phobia of balloons, you're not alone.
Part of my little hang-up with these clowns, that's what they used to do, too. They'd puff these balloons, and they'd look at you with those beady little eyes and things like that.
Yes. So, see, you and I have something in common.
So what if some guy wanted to take you on a very romantic balloon ride?
Well, that I don't think would much more make a popping sound when it exploded, but more of a gust of wind and me screaming to my death.
So I mean, you would not
actually be okay with that.
Do you think you'd get in that gondola and go up in a hot air balloon?
Probably not. I probably wouldn't. The sentiment and the thought would be a lot, but I don't think I would.
Come on, the poor guy would have a bottle of champagne. You'd be in this thing. And up you guys would go, and you'd freak out, wouldn't you?
I would. And I'd probably never speak to him again, and he would never understand why. And I'd be too embarrassed to explain it.
I've never heard of this one before. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. You know what? Yep. And it takes guts to share your phobias with us. That's one of the things we're doing tonight.